From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Prime Minister of Norway said today that an independent commission will investigate the attacks last Friday that killed at least 76 people. Jens Stoltenberg also said his country's open and tolerant society will not be intimidated by such violence. But there is concern that authorities failed to recognize the threat from far-right extremists. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports on one group that has long documented the rise of hate groups in Norway, the country's top crime writers.
5 days after the bomb blast at the government district and killing spree at a youth camp, Norway is still gripped in a mood of collective sorrow. Addressing the media today, Prime Minister Stoltenberg vowed that his country will fight back with more democracy and will not bow to panic and fear. But he acknowledged that following the attacks, a different Norway will emerge.
But I hope, and I also believe, that the Norway we'll see after will be a more open, more tolerant society than Norway we had before.
Norway is one of the world's richest countries, has virtually no unemployment, and enjoys one of the most generous welfare systems. But Friday's attacks have ripped off the veneer and revealed the existence of a tormented and divided society beneath the surface. Politicians have been taken by surprise. Not so crime writer Ann Holt, who has been tracking right-wing extremism on the web for years. Her last book, Fear Not, is about the increasingly strident public debate and rising hate crime.
The relation between spoken violence on one hand and actual violence on the other. After the last day's events in Norway, the question is more relevant than ever.
Holt is a former police official, a former justice minister, and currently one of Norway's best-selling writers of detective fiction. She belongs to what's called the Scandinavian crime fiction renaissance, said to have taken off after the 1986 murder of Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme. As yet unsolved, that assassination raised many questions about wealthy, complacent welfare state societies unwilling to question themselves and their occasionally ambiguous past. In Sweden and Norway in particular, crime writers have picked up the torch of the 19th century social novel. They are exploring the undercurrents that Holt recognizes in Norway, a society undergoing great social changes, including growing racism and discrimination against new immigrants, as well as a rise in anti-Semitism and homophobia. Holt says politicians would do well to read crime fiction.
I would really claim that it's the best genre to reflect society. Crime fiction is a mirror.
A mirror that reflects what a society is afraid of.
And what people are afraid of says a lot about the society.
In low crime rate Norway, Holt says, people are most afraid of deranged murderers and hate crime. Anders Breivik fits that crime fiction profile to a T. He represents a new kind of radical right, well-educated, fluent in foreign languages, and thanks to the web, he doesn't have to reveal himself and risk meeting potential co-conspirators in public.
That this guy was absolute impossible to get into the radar because of the fact that he has been a law-obeying citizen for all his life. He is 32 years old and he has some traffic tickets.
Holt is convinced a society cannot protect itself from a Breivik through surveillance and increased security.
The only way that we can prevent this from happening in the future is to turn the mirror, look at ourselves, and see what the hell happened. This boy is born in the best and richest country in the world. He has had every single chance of being a happy, perfectly adjusted human being. But something went terribly wrong. And we have to ask ourselves why.
Norway's image as a caring, loving society, the crime writer says, is only half true. And the country must now brace itself and try to deal with its darker, less tolerant side. Sylvia Poljoli, NPR News, Oslo.